Growing up, Colleen Tai's family was obsessed with sports, baseball mostly. But Colleen wasn't interested. She wanted to be an artist and a writer, and now she is. A little while back, Colleen became obsessed with the sport of powerlifting, but she struggled to explain to people outside of the sport why she loved it so much. So she turned her experience into a comic. I asked Colleen to read from her comic and tell me her story in her own words.
Like a lot of women, I found out my body didn't belong to me fairly early.
Can you tell me about the first time you remember feeling that way?
When I was very young, I was more of a tomboy. I just absolutely hated having to, like, curl my hair and, like, put a bow in it and wear a dress. And I think that was the first time that I sort of understood that, like, how I was presenting myself wasn't my choice. That turned into, like, self-loathing of my body based on what I thought I was supposed to look like. I remember I would watch TV shows and, like, desperately look to see if there was any woman that, like, wasn't skinny who was happy in the show.
When you were a teenager and you looked in the mirror, what did you see?
Oh, I was like, I'm a disgusting beast. I just hated ever looking in the mirror and being reminded of how I looked. And then when I got into college, I basically discovered exercise as a way to lose weight and dieting as a way to lose weight. I copied the people I saw around me. I starved, I binged, I did what should be an illegal amount of burpees. The idea of exercise as an adult was always this thing that I did to punish my body into looking a way that I wanted it to look. I started getting very, very obsessive with going to the gym. I was going 6 days a week, eating a very, very small amount of calories. It felt good in that it felt like I was in control of this thing, but of course I wasn't. There's never a period of time when you're in that kind of mindset that you will ever be happy, no matter what you look like. Before a year ago, I had no idea what powerlifting was. I'd never been to a weight room. They are historically not designed for me. Weight rooms were this weird place that I just didn't even recognize as a place that I could go. Like, I had absolutely zero clue what you were supposed to do in a weight room. I think it's intimidating for anyone who doesn't know what they're doing, but it's especially intimidating if you're a woman because you feel like, why are you here taking up space where all these, like, big burly men could be using the space that you're in? Modern gyms are rooted in all-male institutions, from the Greek gymnasium to bodybuilding gyms of the 20th century.
So how did you break through that? How did you first start lifting weights?
So I first started lifting weights because I was doing a program. It had Bikini Body in the name. Like, it's very, like, not great. But part of that program is they introduced the idea of using these very light barbell squats. And I realized, like, I enjoyed doing those, and I thought they were kind of fun. Basically, someone had been like, well, if you lift weights, like, 3 times a week, you can get the same body for, like, half the amount of time. I was like, that sounds great. Of course I'm going to try to do that.
The first time I put a barbell on my back, I almost fell over. I felt stupid, I felt weak, and I felt very female. I finished the rest of my sets, and I went home, embarrassed.
It was at a gym near my house, and they only have one squat rack. So you walk up there, you put the bar in your back, and you go to squat, and it's so weird, and it so requires so much balance, and you're wobbling all over the place, and you just feel very stupid, and, like, someone is waiting to use the squat rack, and they can clearly see you have no idea what you're doing. I'm pretty short. At that time, I was very skinny, and I definitely was freaked out for a while, for the first couple of months while I was doing it. And I was like, I'm going to prove them all wrong. I'm going to get really strong.
Powerlifting is a brute sport. It does not care what you look like. It is simple. Have you done more than the last time? What turned my timid shuffles to the squat rack into a serious obsession was following female powerlifters online. They were not like other Fitspo women I had seen.
Fitness inspiration. So it's Fitspo. Fitspo definitely encompasses, it's more of like a lifestyle brand where it's like, look at how, like, skinny and beautiful I am. If you do my 15-minute workout, you will also be skinny and beautiful.
Hello, my strong, strong friends. Today, I gotta be completely honest with you.
The first pretty famous powerlifter
I ever started following is this woman. Her name on Instagram and YouTube is called Meg Squats. It stopped being like, I'm going to follow Meg Squats because I want to look exactly like her. And instead became, oh, I want to follow Meg Squats because I also want to deadlift 400 pounds at some point.
I'm never worried about how I look. I'm always worried about how much I'm lifting.
She would talk about being scared that you're going to be bulky or like too big or manly or whatever.
And were you afraid of that at first?
Oh, yeah. I was like, oh, I'm going to stop squatting at a certain weight so I don't get too big. Now that I've gotten into it, I'm like, why are my arms so small? I want my arms to be huge. Like, I have to eat like 20 eggs or something.
Women are flocking to powerlifting. From 2014 to 2017, the number of women competing in powerlifting has more than doubled, and they now make up one-third of the sport. It's no surprise once you start doing it. Lifting feels purposeful, to do something that's not tied to blasting fat or toning my core. I'm getting bigger. I have to eat to grow muscles and recover. I am watching things grow in my body that I've never thought I wanted there before. All that matters now is showing up to move something very heavy and very big.
Suddenly there's this whole new way of looking at food where instead of it being like this enemy, it was like, no, like you need fat to synthesize protein in order to build muscle in your body. And that totally transformed how I feel like I dealt with food. Instead of it being this, I'm going to go on an hour-long run, it'll burn 600 calories and now I can like eat pizza. It's no, like I'm going to eat pizza so I can lift a bunch of weight tomorrow.
What do you see when you look in the mirror these days?
I used to like, you know, stand in front of the mirror and obsess about everything. And there's obviously good days and bad days, but I can look at myself and be not even like, oh, I think I look great every day, but at least just look at myself and be like, cool, there I am. That's what I look like.
That's Colleen Tai in her own words. Her comic is called Powerlifting Doesn't Care What I Look Like. It was published by The Nib and we'll have a link at onlyagame.org.